This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
In light of the insane left-wing shooter who tried to politically execute Republicans at that softball game, I've got a very important quiz for you that will teach you a lot about your ability to survive. And I'd like you to answer this question in real time, as quickly as you can, like 5 seconds or less. I'm going to ask you a question, give me the answer, and then I'll teach you something about survival. And welcome to this podcast. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. I'm well-trained in tactical handgun combat and rifle and long-range shooting as well. So this is an area that I know quite a bit about, at least more than most people. So here's the question. If you are out in public at anything, it could be a sporting event, an arena, a picnic, or whatever, and somebody, some insane left-wing radical Bernie Sanders supporter, which is what this guy was, opens fire on you and your group, what is the single most effective thing that you can do to increase your odds of survival? There's the question. Now give me the answer in less than 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom. Okay, you got your answer in mind? All right, here's the answer that a survivor would have said. And if you have this answer, then congratulations. The best answer for this question is to shoot back, return fire. Now, people who are not survivors tend to say, hide for cover, run, flee, run away, hide, whatever. Those kinds of questions are not, those kinds of answers are not the kind of answers from people who are survivors in these situations typically. The survivor is the one who immediately says, return fire. Turn this into a two-way shooting range. And why is that the right answer? You might think, well, if you start shooting back, he's going to target you and get you too. Aren't you going to make yourself a bigger target? No. In truth, look at the shooting in Virginia. The guy had a battle rifle. He was taken out by Capitol Hill police who had handguns. Even if you have a handgun, the very first shot that goes back toward the shooter will make that shooter, it will cause him to rethink what he is doing. All of a sudden, when he's under fire, the stress level goes through the roof. He's distracted, he's interrupted, and he can't aim worth a crap. All of a sudden, he's trying to seek cover. He's dodging bullets. So the number one thing that you got to do is start laying down fire on the shooter. You don't even have to hit him accurately. All you got to do is start throwing lead his way. And that's why concealed weapons save lives in these types of situations. When law-abiding citizens can shoot back, or when law enforcement can shoot back, they halt the violence and they save lives. And the reason I mention this is because we are now living in a very dangerous time. The radical, insane, delusional left has essentially declared war on conservatives, Republicans, and Trump supporters. They literally want to mass murder conservatives. They openly call for it with Kathy Griffin doing her decapitated Trump head thing. And, all these comedians and journalists, so-called journalists, and other people, Hollywood actors calling for violence. They are insane. They are dangerous. And they are programming left-wing people to commit mass violence and commit mass murder. So we're living in a very dangerous time. Members of Congress can't even play a simple game of softball without being gunned down by the radical left at this point. So it's a very dangerous time. You need to be armed in the interest of self-defense. And that's true everywhere in America that it's legal to do so. And I think that anywhere that it isn't legal to carry a gun needs to be, that right needs to be asserted, because self-defense is a divine right. And every member of Congress should be allowed to carry a gun in Washington, D.C., so they can defend themselves against the radical leftists. So carrying a gun is critical, because at the very least, you can shoot back. You can lay down some fire back in their direction. And if that was not the first thought that occurred to you, I want to encourage you to rethink your mindset. Are you a victim mindset, or are you a survivor mindset? Because a survivor would have immediately said, shoot back. Or maybe you think of yourself as not someone who carries a gun. See? And that's a mindset problem as well. If you're not the kind of person who immediately thinks that you might have a gun handy, then you're not safe, because you're not carrying a weapon that you could shoot back and throw that shooter off balance and distract him from his plan of mass murder. See, I carry a gun all the time. And when I heard about the shooting, I saw an online video of the shooting, and I saw people taking cover, and I saw people freaking out, not knowing exactly what was going on. And I heard the battle rifle shots going on, and then I heard a second shot, a second kind of firearm being shot off, and those were the pistols. And I knew at that point somebody was returning fire. I knew it was the Capitol Hill police who were returning fire. And they killed the shooter. And just by returning fire, they were able to stop the violence and throw this guy off his attempted mass murder. And that's what you need to be able to do. No matter where you are, if you're in a shopping mall, or if you're in a parking lot, if you're at a sporting game, and if there's some crazy, insane terrorist, regardless of their political affiliation, and they are trying to commit mass murder and murder as many people as possible with as much bloodshed as possible, you need to be able to throw some lead their direction and make them rethink why they came in there and started messing with you. And yeah, you might die, but you might die anyway. Do you really want to die cowering behind a picnic table that isn't bulletproof anyway? Or would you rather go down returning fire and maybe injuring that person and stopping them from killing someone else? I don't know about you, but I'm not going down without both magazines that I carry emptied. And in order to halt violence and save innocent lives, I'm gonna put bullets in that person as quickly and as effectively as I can to stop his violence. And that's the mindset that everybody should have if you want to be a survivor in these insane, crazy times where these left-wing shooters are totally out of control. So I encourage you to adopt the survival mindset. It doesn't mean you can't also be a person who enjoys nature, who is into medicinal herbs, who is into holistic healing as I am. You know, gun rights and the right of self-defense is 100% compatible with nature. Don't you know that plants and animals have self-defense as well? They have weapons to defend themselves against predators? That's all this is. The Second Amendment is 100% aligned with the laws of nature, and it's what we see in nature. And every living being has a divine right to self-defense, including plants and animals and human beings. And it's only through corrupt governments that right to self-defense has been stripped away from people, leaving them defenseless, even at the same time that the radical left-wing media is turning people into psycho-terrorists. And that's why nationwide concealed carry has got to be a right. So in conclusion, I encourage you to adopt a survival mindset. There are times when you need to be aggressive. There are times when you need to go at the aggressor. And you need to stop their violence. And frankly, a handgun is the very best way to do that, to save lives. You know, one day the lives of people around you, even the lives of your own children or grandchildren, may depend entirely on you being assertive and aggressive and having the courage to stand up and take it to that rampaging shooter. Take it to him. You know, I've had the same thought with the Aurora, Colorado shooting, the Batman Theater, movie theater shooting, all these other shootings. Why aren't there more people taking it to the shooters? You know, I mean, that's the answer. If they start unloading a rifle on a crowd, there should be 10, 20 concealed carry people in that crowd that just start returning fire. And that's how you stop this kind of insane terrorism. You return fire, you put them down, and you save lives. That's how you do it. So spread the word, and thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.